terms of preaching and missionary endeavor and the epistles that he wrote. But I want to end on the final note with reference to Stephen. He ultimately demonstrated dependence on the triune God. Brethren, that ought to be our prayer. We ought to want to just finish well. I don't want to abandon the Lord. I don't want to recant. I want to be able to deal with and bear up, I'm speaking for all of us, with whatever it is they throw at me, with whatever it is they hurl at us. That ought to be our prayer, that in death we don't dishonor our blessed Master. He expressed courage in the face of martyrdom. He doesn't shrink back. He doesn't cry out. He doesn't run from there. He doesn't say, well, what about my rights? I'm not getting, you know, the case or the jurisprudence that I stand in need of. No, he bears up under this with great courage. As well, he evidences Christ-likeness in his trial and affliction. He imitates the Savior. Lord, do not charge them with this sin. Lord, receive my spirit. These were what Christ did on the cross, and Stephen imitates that. But I want to underscore finally with something that's very familiar to at least half or three quarters of you, Heidelberg Catechism number 1. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood. He has delivered me from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, also assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. Christ is our only comfort in life and in death. It has been well said of the people of God that they die well because of the God of the people that is poised to receive the Spirit when we separate from the body. Stephen teaches us glorious truths. God demonstrates glorious things in this passage. And while it is bloody, while it is brutal, while it is wretched, and while it is definitely contrary in terms of any approach to law abidingness on the part of people, it does evidence the grace and the mercy and the goodness of our God. And that